We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Nun Gimel, the bottom of the page. And he said that on the day of judgment, on Yom Kippur, or the period of judgment between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so that time is a time when a person's name is being mentioned in heaven, and there's harsh justice out in heaven. Lachen elu ashnayim biyachad hem hasakana gdola al ha'adam. So when you have a person mentioned and you have great justice coming out together, that's a great danger for a person. Yeah, if he could lie low while they're judging, so that would be okay. If he could be mentioned, but it wouldn't be the moment when there's exacting justice going on, that would be okay. But when he's mentioned and Hashem is doing deen, there's exacting justice, so then he's in trouble. Lachen, that's why Tiku v'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. We are told, blow that shofar. Lachrid al vavot lo riram el ha-tshuva, so that we tremble and we arouse ourselves to repent, to become better people. Uchmo shkatav ha-Rambam zichrono livracha, and as the Rambam writes in the laws of tshuva, af al pi shetkiat shofar b'rosh hashanah gzirat ha-katuv, even though the fact that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a decree, God said to do it, we do it. Remez yeshbo, nonetheless, there is an allusion to a concept, klomar, as if the shofar is telling us, uru yeshanim mishnatchem, arise, O sleepy ones, from your sleep, v'nirdamim akitzu mitardematchem, and those of you who are sound asleep, awaken, v'chapsu b'maasechem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru b'ra'achem, and check out your actions, and repent, and remember your Creator. So, when we enter this period of judgment, the period of the 10 days of judgment, so we begin the 10 days with the blowing of the shofar, and the blowing of the shofar arouses us to recognize that we have to awaken, we have to analyze ourselves, and we have to check where we should better ourselves. V'anavi alav ha-shalom betochachto ha-neima amar, and the prophet, peace be upon him, when he gave us his pleasant rebuke, the prophet Isaiah said, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzeo kira'u b'yoto karov. Seek out Hashem when He makes Himself available. Call out to Him when He is near. Yazov rasha darko v'yishav in machshevotav. Let the wicked leave their path. Let those who have sinned leave their evil thoughts. V'yashov el Hashem, and let them all return to Hashem. V'irachameyu, and He will have mercy on them. V'el Elokeinu, let them return to our God. Ki arbe lisloach, for He has great capacity to forgive. Be'alanu bazeh, the prophet explained to us here, ech yuchal ha'adam la'asig inyan yakar u'meuleh kazeh lavo el ahavat Hashem yitbarach ve'el ha'tshuva ha'shlema. How could a person attain something so precious, to attain a state of loving Hashem, and to attain a state of a complete tshuva, lashuv li'itabek bo yitbarach, to return and connect to Hashem, blessed be He. Ulfidat adam masagato min hanimnaot. And if we were left to our own intellect, well, it would be beyond us to attain such heights. Omnam hanavi alav ha-shalom ha'ir otanu al limud nichbad. But the prophet here, he pointed out to us an important lesson. Mitnotzetzu me'ir el ever paneinu miben maskiot kesef nivchar lashon ha-katuv shezacharnu. It's hiding over there, and it's sparkling at us in the cracks, in the crevices. It's saying, come, look closely at the verse, and I'll tell you the secret. Kinan shama teora, for our holy soul, miteva atzmuta le'ehov et yotzera u'mecholela u'ledovka bo. The nature of the soul is to love its Creator. And the nature of the soul is that it wants to connect to its Creator. Kemishpat v'teva kol chelek li'mashech el hakol b'shtokekut nimratz. As we find in general that the nature of a part is to be attracted to the whole. Our soul, its nature is to be attracted back to where it came from. That's the nature of our soul, but our body and its forces and its thoughts confuse the soul. Our body and our physical desires, they darken and they overshadow the light of the soul, and they try to extinguish it. So if a person removes these false encasings, these false forms of bondage, v'chavilot midotav ha'ra'im yarchik mimenu, if a person only removes his baggage, whatever bad traits he has, v'nish'ar naki, all he has to do is remove the negative and remain clean, hinei ha'nefesh tashuv el ha'elokim ketiv'a, v'titabek bo yitbarach ba'ava shlema. Then the soul, when left to its own preference, the soul naturally connects to the Creator with a complete love. V'adimion baze, and if you want, what's this similar to, I'll tell you a mashal. Letzayad tzad tzipo. The hunter went out and caught a bird. So he catches the bird alive, v'ochez oto bapach, and he holds it in his trap. V'im yovel otzi achutza, eno tzrich lotzio lo licholim komo. And let's say the hunter wanted the bird to fly back to its natural habitat. He doesn't have to take that bird out and walk it to its home. All he has to do is undo the knots. And the bird will do that which comes naturally to the bird. It will fly and hover on the wind. It will go back to its home. That's what the Prophet was telling us. All you have to do is leave the sin. Remove the load you're carrying, and your natural inclination will be to go back to Hashem. The nature, the essence of the soul is to return to the Creator and love Him. ומאמר וירחמהו כמו ארחומך השם חזקי וזהו וישוב אל השם וירחמהו רצה לומר האדם את המקום. So when the verse says he will return to Hashem וירחמהו, it doesn't mean Hashem will have pity over him, but rather לרחם can also mean to love, and it means he will return to Hashem and love Hashem. And the message that the Sefer HaMidot just gave us is one of the most fantastic messages. He's telling us at the root of our soul, at the root of our being, our nature is to be connected to Hashem. And when we find ourselves distant from that, we have to recognize that things got in the way. Things aren't taking their natural course. And all we have to do is remove the hindrances and then let nature take its course, because the nature of the human being is to be connected to his Creator and to love his Creator.